Okay, we're at Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. We're going through the order of the activities of the day, saying what Abaye said. So now we're up to two lines on the top. Well, mincha, you bring up the mincha from the lechavitin comes before the part that the Kohen Gadol brings. Oile, mincha vechavitin lesachim. It says, because it says in the pasuk, where are we? It says oile u'mincha. It's in the pasuk when it talks about to bring a carbon. It says the oile first and then the mincha. So therefore we know, and then so on. So we know that the oile comes first. Rashi. Oile mincha. Lahakiv ish l'Hashem oile. First you bring up the oile. The oile is a carbon tamid, and everything that belongs to it. U'mincha zevach u'nesachi in dvayim b'yemer. So it says the pasuk oile mincha. There's a sochem afterwards. Every single day, whatever has to be done. Oile or mincha limdach teaches you. Shetehei mincha ha oile achara oile miyad. That the oile has a mincha. Whatever belongs to the oile should be brought up right afterward. That's how we know the mincha is brought up before the Kohen Gadol brings up his chavitin. V'lo yavsiku chavitin, and the chavitin of the Kohen Gadol should not intersect between oile le mincha zatamid, between the two. Okay, that's how you know that the mincha comes right after the oile. But then the chavitin is sochem. Now you have a choice. To bring the Kohen Gadol his chavitim, what he brings twice a day, his mincha, or the nesachim that belongs to Karban Tamid, we decide the chavitim is between the mincha and the nesachim. Why? Because shum mincha, the Kohen Gadol chavitim also goes by the name of mincha, and since the pasuk says oile mincha, so anything which is called mincha goes right after the oile, and then only afterwards goes the nesachim dvayim beyemer. That's how we know the Kohen Gadol right in between. Rashi shum mincha hoyo bechavisin, but the Kohen Gadol brings up avhei mincha, also known by the name mincha. V'hizkiku makosov im atomid, and the Torah brought up with the tomid. So if it says v'asidis ha'efa soilis lemincha, so it says that the sidis ha'efa Kohen Gadol brings, it says it's flour for the mincha tomid avhi teismucha letomid. So we also adash the word. First of all, it's called mincha. Plus, it's right after the word tomid. Acham mincha nesachim k'siv oilis mincha. Right afterward, it says oilu mincha. So therefore, it goes right after that. Now you have to bring the Nesachim and the Karban Musaf and the Shabbos. The Nesachim comes first. Why? Because the Pasuk says in the Pasuk, Oile Mincha, and then it says, Zevach and Nesachim. So it says in the Nesachim, that's how we know that the Nesachim come before the Musaf. Rashi, Zevach and Nesachim, Lamadnu Shalo Yafsik Karban Achabein Zevach and Nesachim. Nothing should, the Zevach was a carbon tamid you brought, and the Nesachim should be no other carbon in between. So you have no choice. You had to bring the Mincha before because it says a passing Mincha. You had to bring the Chavish and the Kohen Gadol because it's called Mincha. But the next thing after that is Nesachim, and only after that you bring the Musaf. Musaf in the Musaf comes before the Vezichin from the Lechem upon him on Shabbos. You take off the two Vezichin and you put in the Mizbeach. The Musaf comes first. But Tanya, didn't we learn another Braise that Vezichin Kohen Musaf and Fakert, that the Vezichin come before the Musaf? So we answer Tanoi. It's actually Machlekes Tanoi, which comes first. Rashi Tanoi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Pliyu, they argue, Psochim, Pei, Tamin, which comes first. Amar, Rabbi Zabayim, Mestabra, it makes more sense. Kimad Omer, one says, that Musafin, Koid, Mil, Vazichim. What we said over here, that the Musaf comes from the Vazichim. Why? Because Lav, Mi, Amr, doesn't say in the Pasuk, Baboike, Baboike, it says morning, morning, Lahagdim. And the idea of saying twice morning is to bring as early as possible in the morning. Hachan, I'm here too, Bayoim, Bayoim. It says bayayim, by the lechem aponim la'achet, to delay as long as possible. So the bezichin should be as later as possible, so musa comes first. Rashi, bayayim on Shabbos yachenu. On the day of Shabbos, they should organize the lechem aponim. The loshem bayayim, masha by day, ba'oid. Etzem bayayim v'loy b'boikrein. During the day, not in the morning. Says more about lam down off the middle of the page. My time with the man d'amma. So what's the opinion, what's the other opinion who says that bezichin kaidim musafin? The first comes the lechem aponim and then the musaf. L'chayda says bayayim means as late as possible. Because Gomer, he learns out, chukah chukah, he has a great shava, chukah chukah from chavisin of the Kohen Gadol. Rashi, chukah chukah, by chavisin, by a chavis, the Kohen Gadol says, chok oilam l'Hashem, kolil sikir. Or by bazichin, it says, koidik, doshul lo mish Hashem, chok oilam, by kulam milzik, by everything there, by gamrim, we learn out, she taktim le musafin ke chavisin. It precedes the musafin like chavis. Says the Gemara, Ima Hassan, if you already have learned chukah chukah, Gomer, from there, ligmina kula milzim, I learn everything from there. That's why I said b'yem to tell you to delay it somewhat. We delay it somewhat, but not after the Musaf. The Musaf, it comes before the Musaf because we learn chukah chukah v'chavitin. But the Nesachim come before that. Rashi, Relegmen Elokula Milsel Lahakdim and Afrika also before Nesachim. Says him further, Ktoidah Shal Shachris. When did they bring the Ktoidah of the morning? Ha'iz Akreva Ben Dam Levarim. They brought the Ktoidah in the morning between the blood and Levarim. Levarim was brought after the Meneda and all that. They brought the Levarim on the Mizbeach. And when did they bring the Ktoidah? Is between the Dam and the Levarim. The Dam was brought before the five candles, Ktoidah in the middle, and then the very end, they did Levarim. Man, who's but doesn't say is when. Did you do the dam between the five and the two candles, like the Chachamim? Did you do the Ketedas then? Or did you do the dam then? What should you do? Did you do the dam like Abba Shol and the Ketedas after the seven candles? Or did you do the Ketedas between the five and two and the dam was before? It doesn't say when you did these things. All we know is that the Ketedas Shashacha was later. Between the Dam and Nivon, Nivon was the last. Tamani, who is this author? E Rabbanon, if it's the Rabbanon, when did the Rabbanon hold you do the Tater between the five candles and two candles? So it should have been much more specific. It should have said, Bein Dam, Linatus, Bibbele. It should have said, Between the Dam and Natus. Rashi, E Rabbanon, Dam, Bibbele, Kama, Bictatus, Mapsikle, Matos, Natus, that you divide the five and two. It should have said that. The Dam and Natus, Bibbele, mean Avoidus Adam, from the Dam, then is Avoidus Anatus, Kaden Shigman, before you finish. You have to do five candles before you finish, before you do Tatus. If it's Abishol, the Ketedus is at the end, then Beinedus Levarim. But it should have said that between the candles, and then you do Ketedus, and then you do Levarim. Not Dam. It's we're not following the order. He could have just said as well said as Abishol, but since Allah, but if I want to follow the Chacham, because the majority. Rashi. We don't really care about the order. Between the Evarim, the limbs of the carbon, Tom in the afternoon, and the Nesachim. Says the Rashi, Ben Evar Nesachim, the Minchas Nesachim. It means the Minch of the Nesachim. Says the Gemara, Ben Anamin, how do you know that? Rabbi Yechon, Dama Kursa, and Pasa, Ki Minchas HaBeike Chaniska, just like we did in the morning, and it's Nesachim of the morning, is what? Is Cain, Minch HaBeike Chaniska, Tasa. You should do the same thing, the second sheep. You should do it in the afternoon, just like you did the Minchas HaBeike and the Nesachim. Ma Minchas HaBeike, just like in the morning. Ketedus, Kedem Nesachim. The Ketedus comes before the Nesachim. So Afkan, so too in the afternoon. The Ketedus, Kedem Nesachim, comes before Nesachim. Ah, Ima Lahalon, if you want to say that if you want to live in the morning, Ketedus, Kedem Nesachim, Ketedus comes before the limbs. Afkan of here also, Ketedus, Kedem Nesachim, Ketedus come before the limbs. And how come it says that it comes after the limbs, putting the limbs on his back? So you might ask me, it says kevari b'ikasiv. Does it compare to the limbs in the morning? We're only comparing it to the mincha. Kemincha z'abaykasiv. Kemincha z'abaykasiv. Under a guy in the mincha, where do you place it? V'loi kevari b'ikasiv. And we don't care about the limbs in the morning. Rashi. Ma mincha b'ikasiv mucheres l'ktoidesh shari avivari mucheres late. Av mincha z'ektoidesh kedem la b'vort. Mixiv evari b'ikasiv ken ye evari edo. Say that the limbs should be the same. V'teidim, you want to learn my evari b'ikasiv mucheres late l'ktoidesh avivari edo mucheres late. It says in the Pazik, the Nis Koi, it's Nesach. Now we're talking about the afternoon one. How much it is in Sachem? Because it's a sheep, it's the smallest amount, a quarter of a hin. Three lugin. Is Yilmut Sheshachel Arvis. Now, how do you know what to do in the morning? That talks about the afternoon one. So we learn the morning from the night one. Rashi Yilmut Shachris. Sorry, the Niske the Visa Hin Lakevasa Echod, Gabi Timidin Sib, it's about Timidin, we leave it al Echod, Chaton, Zorim, only one of them we know in the Sachim, and the other one we learn from there. Miyu Ha Echod, who shall have it, Lachayed, it's talking about the night one. The Haitza Sali, that's the passage we're talking about. The Menem Sali, the Sib is eliminated for that, but the Kevasa Shain Tasa Benabayim, we're talking about the second carbon, Vasidis Eva Sali, Oyla Tama Suya, Niske the Visa Hin, Yil Machachla, we learn the Shachi from the night. Hin Mazeton, the Sachim, I've said, this is in the Sachim, this was in the Sachim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi says no. Arvis Mishal Shachris. That pasuk which is vague is not talking about the night one. You're learning the day from the night. We're learning about the morning one, and we're learning the afternoon one from the morning. Rashi, Rabbi Yimishal, Arvis Mishal Shachris. The lechevas echad al shachris and al shachris. Rabbi says kevas echad asaboyke. Echad means morning one, and we're learning the night from the morning. Taisa says, "Mainav kamin." If you're learning the morning from the night to the night in the morning, Taisa has an interesting machlekes here. If you want to look, just look top Taisa. Rebbe Yemer shall Arvin Mishal Shachis. So Tesis, first of all, what's the difference? Needily, the Ikeb B'nai, the difference is if you're learning the night one from the morning and the morning from the night. What happened? Sibu Shalaha Yilam Sachim El Echman. You only had enough Nesachim for one of them. Night carbon, the Mincha, or the morning, or Shachis. Lamad Nomad Degam Mishal Arvin Mishal Shachis. You're learning night from the morning, which is the main one. Yimke Shachis Ikeb, the main one is the Shachis. So you bring the Sachim for the morning. The Yakriv Mashachis. The man, the one that says, Gom Mashachim Avi, learning from the night one, Yakriv Avi should bring at night. In other words, the Machlekes says, what's the most important filler? Shachis or Mincha? What's the most important filler during the day? So Tesis brings it that according to some, the most important filler in the day in Halacha is Mincha. If you learn, like the first day here, like you're learning Shachis Dinim from Maidiv, so Tesis, it's not just a question of Drush, a question of importance. And that's the most important filler. Interesting. Says the Gemara, right back the Gemara. Okay, I understand that you say that Mincha is the one we're talking about, the afternoon one, and you learn more because the pasuk talks about the afternoon one. Bishlei le'rabbanon haibit tamid shabein la'bayim. See, the pasuk before that says as a kevus hashen tasbein la'bayim. So we're talking about the afternoon one, and then it says niskoy to be as a hint. So obviously we're continuing to talk about the afternoon one. Makes sense. El Rebbe says no. The pasuk jumped back to the morning one, and that's where it says Niskir Vezahin, and we're learning the afternoon from the morning. My time, what's his Svara? Omar Abul Makra. It says in the Pasik, La Keves Ha Echad. It says in the Pasik, La Keves Ha Echad. What do you mean Ha Echad? It says Niskir Vezahin, La Keves Ha Echad, that single one. What's Ha Echad? Hey with an A. What's a Hey idea? Ezu Keves Shenemboy Echad. Which is the Keves? They said, the one that I referred to previously with the word Echad. Havi the Thomas Shachar. The Tater says, which is the one that he referred to by saying Echad? The morning one. So the morning one is Echad. Nudrabbanon. What do they do with Echad? Why Taka to say Ha Echad? Make sure you get the best sheep in your flock. That's the one you bring up called Mincha. The Rebbe, how does he know you got to use the best sheep for your mincha? There's another pasuk where it says they should always give out from the best of what you. When you make a neder, you got to give out from the best that you have. That's how you know you have to give the best sheep. Rabbanon, why do you say Rabbanon Taka? We learn from that pasuk you have to give the best sheep. That talk pasuk talks about an offering, your private offering, tells you you got to give the best. But you would have thought maybe if you're volunteering, do the right thing, gotta get the best. But if you already have a chayv, who said you have to do the best? I need to pause for that. If I wouldn't know by a chayv you have to do the best, I would say by a chayv you have to do it, you gotta do the best way. But a volunteer, the fact that you're volunteering is good enough. I have to then pay the best sheep. That's why you need a pause excited mahadah by a chayv and side by a hider, by a voluntary thing. But tzrich, you need both. Rashi, tzricha yesh tzad noite. There's an angle. Let's say shana dovet tzad oliv yafoisa. The only donation you have to make better kedesh to tzaratzel doiran. They should be wanting to be a present. Vakabals pani v'yesh tzad noite. Another side says shachayva mutel tzad oliv froya chayv mishol. You got to pay the whole thing. Says moravite. We learned in the Mishnah if the kohen gadol was sick or old or he's very delicate, then they used to heat up the water on your kippur. How do you heat up the water on your kippur? So they said they heated up the water for Yom Kippur and they poured it in Yom Kippur. So what did they do? It says in the time we learned, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ashoshiyah Shal Barzel, at this metal bar, Hayim Chamin Berim, they heated up for Yom Kippur and left to stay on the coal on time Yom Kippur. And in the morning, they would put it into the water. Umatilin, let's say, put it in the cold water, Kedesha Tafik Tinasan. What it does is it removes the chill. Ask the Gemara, but how can you do that? We learned already about Leim Mitzadav. When you take a metal keli and it gets very hot, it sort of melts a little bit. When you put it in cold water, it solidifies. So you're doing Gemar Kalim, this is Makav Patish. This is Makav, if there's no binyan my Kalim, at least it's Makav Patish. You're completing the work. How can you do that on Shabbos? Rabibi Shalegi Latsidu. So Bibi says it did not reach that stage that it solidified. It's not that hot that when you put in cold water, it solidified. It was never that hot in the first place. Rashi. Ashoshi is chatiches of a stick piece of Kemal Hashem, but Aflo Shachamim Menoida Bo, I mean, ashes that we know the Menoida is made out of chiseled out of this ashes, this bar of steel. Hallo, Mitzad is that Ashen, no, he's a bar, Zulmina, H. Lamine, put directly from fire into water, Mitzarfa, he strengthens it, Mechasko, you Mekashta, you make it stronger and tougher. Shalahi Gia, let's see, the Kvar Hoya Mitzun and the Mixes, it wasn't that hot, it was already a little bit cool. Alpha Pisha, you know, he's in Belaila, but take your Cholim, like Hashim, though, is the whole night is spent time in these dying embers. Einam alubin kolkach is not that hot. She halo chizuk idei mind that water solidifies it. Says the Gemara, that's the terrace of Rabibi. Abayom, Abay says, I feel tame again. Let's see that. Even you want to tell me that no, it did take it do it. Oh, but Dov Hashem is kavin muted. You had no intention. So Dov Hashem is kavin. And Tesis already in Shabbos says, it's talking about it's not a psikei reisha. Because Abaye and Rava always say that psikei reisha is not a psikei reisha, it doesn't necessarily have to solidify. So therefore, it's not a shem eskatan, it's mutter. Said the Gemara, is that a poshet? For the Gemara, mi amar Abaye, if Dovah Shem is Kavan is Mutter Osir, and Abaye clearly paskins like Rab Shim, like Yehuda, Dovah Shem is Kavan is Osir. How do you know that? Kutan, we learn, Psaro Losse, the Pasik says that you should mal on the 8th day, Pashazi, it says, Yima Psaro Losse. Why have to say, we already use Psaro Losse? Just say, oh, you just oh Losse, what is Psaro Losse? I feel a bit mockum she yeshon behead as yikot. Even though there might be some leprosy, then you're not cut out of leprosy. Or we hear the Torah says, when it comes to the priest, cut out the leprosy. Now, without the pasuk, what would we have thought? You're allowed to. I said, Dov Hashem is Kavan, you have absolutely no intention of removing leprosy. Divir Rabbi Yeshe. Vavina bo krolom, when the pasuk is Dov Hashem is Kavan, vamar Abaye, let Rabbi Yehuda, Dov Hashem is Kavan, asir. So we see the Abaye paskins that Dov Hashem is Kavan is asir. He learns the only reason why you need a pasuk is because Dov Hashem is Kavan is asir. No, so if Dov Hashem is Kavan is asir, how can you allow this? How can you allow this tziruf? How can you allow putting metal in the hot in the cold mikveh? Rashi, mi over by hachid, Dov Hashem is Kavan muter, krolom li be basal, le rabbis hamanugir, teach your leprosy, the motzi, le mikhtav yimoy lalasi. The kosev basal, le rabbis basal, amoy ben goyim, odom giyeh, but I'm sorry, lom li kron ni pasuk, Dov Hashem is Kavanu. Vom rabbaya, almos fil rabbaya, hold the krom, misayeh, elez, arayit rabbi Yehuda, minitza, krolom, mishin, pasuk, kri matir. Says the Gemara, big machlech, Hashem, halu, next line Gemara. Hani mili, b'chola, teire, kula. When do we say that Dov Hashem is Kavan is also Kol HaToyra Kula? Avloch here, Tziluv de Rabbanon Hu. What's he saying here? So Rashi will learn that this is what he's saying here. When do we say Dov Hashem is Kavan is also only by a Surim of the Torah? With the whole East is only Rabbanon, Dov Hashem is Kavan is Mutter. By removing, by a miller, cutting out, excising the leprosies in East of the Torah. So therefore, it doesn't help me... Dover Shaim is Kavan. It's Asa. But over here, by putting in the metal, over here, it's only Midrabbonim. It's only Midrabbonim. Rashi. Pchola Teide, be Suda de Reise, Kigon Koitzitz, Beheres, excising leprosy, the Sivet says, Hishonne, Benegatzeraz, Wama, Mavel, the Koitzitz, Beheres, Kigon, that's Midrabbonim. But over here, the Isa of Ashash is only Midrabbonim. Rashi doesn't explain why the Isa here is only Midrabbonim. It's only Midrabbonim here. And yeah, to ask all these questions on Rashi. So Rashi's, the way Rashi learns here is that when do we say Dov Hashem is Kavan is also only by Sudim Duraisa? That means even Rabbi Yehuda. But he's Sudim Duraban and Dov Hashem is Kavan is Mutter. Tracy learns totally different. Tracy learns over here, and Tracy other places are different. But Tracy over here learns that Dov Hashem is Kavan is only Osim Duraban. Not that by Isun Duraisa. I don't get Isun Duraban. Like this. This is how Tracy learns. When it comes to Kol HaTayda Kuler, Rabbi Yehuda holds Dov Hashem is Kavan is Osim HaTayda. When it comes to Hilchah Shabbos, Dov Hashem's Kavan is only Osam Midrabon. Why should Hilchah Shabbos only be Osam Midrabon? Because by Shabbos, we need Melechas Machshavas. Shabbos is different all the Kol Teir Kula. It's not enough to do the Aveda. The whole idea of Shabbos is you have to have Machshava of what you're doing. You learn from the Mishkan. So even Rabbi Huda's Maidid, Mahatayd, and his Kavan is Mutter. It's only Osam Midrabon. And that's what Gemara is saying here. Comes to Bris Mila, which is a Dinah Kol Teir Kula, Dov Hashem's Kavan is Osam. You need a Pasik, Psar al Osam. When it comes to Shabbos, putting the metal in the fire, Dov Hashem is Kavan is only Rabbanon. And we have a rule, Ein Shavus B'Migdash. There's no Rabbanon in the Migdash. That's why for the Kohen Gadol, you're allowed to put it in. Rashi says, you know, Rashi says, we have Ein Shavus B'Migdash, like a Sinan. The total time of Bein Miskavan. What does that do with it? So that's what Tesis argues. So it's a big, so according to Tesis, that even a beautiful Dov Hashem is also only with the Rabbanon. Right, the Mishnah. Next thing they bring is the heavy ul, the Besa Parva. They brought the Kohen Gadol to this room, to the chamber called Besa Parva, which we'll learn later. We learn before, we'll learn later again why it's called Besa Parva, the officer's chamber. That was really part of the Besa Mishnah, it was holy. Pors, and that's we had a mikveh. Pors, Sadin, Shabbat, Benayim, and they took a sheet made out of linen between the people to remind him that all the activities in Yom Kippur he does in linen. All the activities generally throughout the year that he does on Yom Kippur, he wears gold. Kiddush Yodav Raglav. They washed his hands and his feet. Upashit, and then he removed his clothes. So first they washed his hands and then he removed his clothes. Now May disagrees. We already had before. First Pashit removed his clothes and then Kiddush Yodav Raglav. Then he washed his hands. Rashi a little bit of parve. Letavol Tivilushin to go to mikveh. She ate to unim Malkum Kiddush. Could hear the mikveh already. The last four mikvehs only need a holy place. Kiddush Lil. Now May Raim and Pashit Chila. First you remove the clothes. Got Kiddush. You remove the Pashit. Like we explained before. Before Machlekes. You remember it. Yori went down with Tovli, went to mikveh. Oli went back up in his topic and he dried himself, or he dried by naturally. He wrapped himself in a towel and then he dried. Hey, Vila, Vila, the white cloth, the linen clothes, Lava, she put them on. The kiddush yadav v'ragel. He washes hands again. Not like the other opinion said that after he took off his clothes, the second time he washed it. B'shachar in the morning, he wore pulusin. In the morning, he wore linen made in Egypt. Shelsh name osamana, that was very valuable. The Egyptian, like the Egyptian cotton, Egyptian linen was very valuable, good quality. Cost 12 mana, 1200 zuz. Baina buying by the one in the afternoon, Hinduin, he wore Hinduin, which is either Indian or Ethiopian. And that was worth less. Shelshmoine meir zuz, divin amir. These are the words of Rameir. And L'cheder, to see why he went down the value. Like Ma'ayim B'Kedah is what we say. And here he went down. V'chacham, Chacham is saying, no, we agree with you that there was a lower value, but not your values. V'shach in the morning, or Yolevi, Shal Shmoy, was 18 mana, 1,800 zuz. V'ben Abayin at noon, Shal Shnei, was 1,200 zuz. And Hakol, the total value, is Loishim mana, the total value. But Amei, we don't tell you what the total is, but Chacham, we say what the total is. But Amei, we say how many zuzim, and Chacham, we don't. Elu Michel Tzibur. That's what the community chest will contribute to the clothing. If the Kohen was wearing nicer clothing, then Moisish Lahay, it's his own business. You can add your own money, allow him to. And we had a Nashi before, a few weeks ago. And when it comes to Hidden Mitzvah, you're allowed to spend as much as you want, and you're allowed to show off how rich you are to the whole world, and that's all part of Hidden Mitzvah. It's an amazing Rashi. Rashi. Bishah. Yeah. Yes, and then to show off how rich they are. No, that's a donation.
You can add to it.
You can add to it. They give it 30 money. You want to spend more? Spend more. Rashi b'shacha begodim shall lo b'tefil zu the pekodi puts on the first tefillah he mepishna shall medinas pilusin shehu choshev mulam pilusin is from Egypt. It's very choshev. Ubein abayim begodim shall lo b'tefil zu the what did he put on these clothes for? To remove, because he's taking it to remove. Remember, the only activity he does in the afternoon is to go into the kodesh v'ashem and take back the shovel and take it out. And what's the reason why he goes in there? Why do you even have this activity? Only so you can do more mikvahs. For you last time, it comes out from this gemara here. Amazing thing. Not the pshat is the main thing in Kippur is to do avodah, and then you got to go to mikvah in order to avodah. The main thing in Kippur is to go to mikvah. The avodah is there to make sure that he goes to the mikvah. Just after the main thing of the Kippur is to be chassidus yid and go to the mikvah. So we gave him an extra avodah, so have two more mikvahs. We gave him this hitzos kafa machti. Could have done it in the morning when he did the ketores. Take out the spoon and the shovel. No. We need you to go to mikveh an extra two times. You keep it full of mikvahs. The only way we can get you to go to mikveh is we're going to make a separate activity just to walk in and take it out. That's all you do. Walk in and take it out. And for that, you go to mikveh twice and you got to wash your hands and think four times. It's a whole avodah. Hinduyin, Rashi says, Shahayim mepishtin, it was a linen shall edit Hinduyin, the land of Hinduyin, who edits Kush. Now Kush, the big machlek is in the Nachareim, what's Kush? Usually we say Kush is Ethiopia. But we know that Afghanistan, the mountains are called the Kush Mountains, which is right next to neighboring to India. And the many say, Mahoydua Kush and Achashvedish, to say if they're next to each other, then Kush must be not Ethiopia, but Kush must be Afghanistan, India, the border there. Those mountains are called the Kushian Mountains. And that's what Kush is. And Rashi says, Hindu is Kush, so the Cheder, Kush is that. Okay, he calls it Hindu. Two lines in Gemara. My parva was parva. Rabbi Yosef, parva is amgusha. Parva was amgusha. Amgusha was a wizard or a warlock, and he dug himself a cave. He wanted to see what the Kohen Gadol does, how he does his chavitin. And according to other mafarshim, he actually died over there, and they buried him there, and they called that room after him. Rashi, parva amgusha. Mechashiv echad is a warlock. Bana ushmoy parva. Name is parva. Rashi learns he built it, and they called it after him. Very hard to understand why they would name it after this warlock. And why would they allow him to give money to it and build it? Why would they do that? Tesis brings here, if we look at Tesis, Parve Amagusha, the bottom of the page, seven lines at the bottom. Peter's Ba'aruch, and that's Lamed Heim and Aleph. Peter's Ba'aruch. The Aruch says, Zelo Shoina, Yesh mina chachomim shoim, they say, ki chofer mitchila tacha the kaka, he dug a tunnel, bekoidish, ad shi yira avoy the Kohen Gadol. He wanted to see the voodoo the Kohen Gadol does. He wants to see what he does. He can mimic it and do something with it. Cast spells. The Gishu Akoini Bechafil, they recognize the tunnel there. Like the Arabs, the Palestinians over there, they dig their tunnels under the Gaza. Umatsu, and they found it. And according to one Medrash, they crushed it and let him die there. But Korosh Alishchal Shmai, they called it after his name. Why would they call it after his name? Why would they call it after his name? Because they did something. They punished him. So people should learn from it. Shouldn't do it again. Okay, team Mitzvah.